I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. MARTA, which takes over operation of Atlanta Streetcar on July 1st, has decided to maintain the $1 fare. When the takeover was announced, there was some speculation that the streetcars would be free, but at a meeting Friday, MARTA's board decided to keep the fare and dedicate the revenue to beefing up security for the four-car light rail system. This according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. The actual operating budget for Atlanta Streetcar will come from the halfpenny transit sales tax approved in 2016. The Atlanta Streetcar operation will be administered by MARTA's new Office of Light Rail Operations. No word yet on whether MARTA will modify the streetcar schedule or expand routes. A plasma manufacturing facility owned by an Irish company is coming to Covington. Dublin-based Shire PLC got an initial go-ahead from the FDA for the $1.2 billion plant expansion that will produce an immunodeficiency treatment called Gamma Guard Liquid. The site in Stanton Springs Industrial Park currently employs 900 people. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that the expanded facility will add approximately 30% to Shire's plasma manufacturing capacity. Atlanta teachers stocking up for the upcoming school year are getting a little extra help from a major grocery chain. The AJC reports Kroger is offering free bags of school supplies to metro area teachers for 2 days in July. At each event, a valid teacher's ID will get educators an empty bag that they can fill with the school supplies of their choice. The event will be held on July 10th at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth and on July 17th at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park. Well, a coalition of more than 25 wildlife and animal protection organizations are objecting to the Georgia Coyote Challenge that involves killing the animals. The AJC reports that the Humane Society of the United States and other groups recently sent letters urging Governor Nathan Deal to cancel the event. During the six-month period from March to August, the challenge offers Georgia residents the chance to win a lifetime hunting license. Residents enter to win the license by providing photo evidence of having killed a coyote. The individuals are allowed to submit up to 10 entries, each representing one coyote killed. This is the second year that the challenge has been offered. Savannah has a new landscaping crew of goats. GPB's Emily Jones reports on the increasingly popular way to clear vegetation.
It's pretty quiet in Laurel Grove North Cemetery on the west side of the city. Just some goats chewing away. And that's the point.
They leave a softer footprint on the earth.
Laura Walker is with the city's public works department.
Sometimes the equipment that we have to use is very heavy, and the exhaust and pollution, air pollution, this kind of negates that.
The goats also keep the city from having to use herbicides to clear invasive plants like kudzu and poison ivy. Atlanta, Roswell, and Sandy Springs have also used goats to clear vegetation. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
In sports, Atlanta United played the Portland Timbers to a 1-1 draw at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday. Next up, Atlanta hosts Orlando City, 7 p.m. Saturday at MBS. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.